15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Tri-State Space Program. If this sounds a lot weirder than usual, it's because I'm doing it on my new Tascam portable recorder. I'm sitting here with Travis and Sean, my bandmates in Texas Tea. Well, no, my bandmates in the Jangle Sheep, because that's one thing we should talk about is we changed the name. We shortened it, just the Jangle Sheep now. It was pretty much like we all had kind of become fed up with how long the name was all separately. Well, actually, two of us especially, and then just everyone else was like, well, let's just fucking change it then.
Yeah, whatever.
You guys have anything to say about it?
I was blindsided. I didn't know it was coming, and then all of a sudden our name was different. I was in awe.
Travis was Texas Tea, essentially.
Yeah.
Sort of. We kind of all were Texas Tea in spirit, but we killed Travis, essentially. So
yeah.
He's going to be a new man in the band.
Finally got off guitar and started playing flute.
Yeah. Flute and tambourine.
Yeah. We're like Jethro Tull now. We're like Evansville's Jethro Tull now.
Yeah.
It's pretty much, sounds like, we're called Pocket City Piccolo now.
Pocket City Piccolo? What is that?
Evansville's the Pocket City.
Oh.
That's the nickname.
Why is it Pocket City?
Because it's in the river. It's on like the bend of the river in like a pocket.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I always thought it was a red light city.
It should be.
Not just because of...
They took two of them out.
Not because of prostitution, but
give them a little credit.
Because of... all the stoplights turn red when you come up to them. Every freaking time.
They're programmed.
They're programmed to make you angry.
Man, stoplights are the bane of my existence. I get more mad over stoplights than anything else.
They're so bad in Evansville.
They're kind of a cocktail, honestly.
It's an expressway that makes you stop every 2 minutes.
Pretty much.
So
express my fucking ass.
I'm gonna express my anger.
I'm gonna express my ass.
Express with my ass, maybe.
We got a show coming up October 17th, if anyone hears this.
Oh, yeah.
You should all come check it out. We're going to play at Re-Raw's with the band Super Trash.
It will be the podcast before this. Had Jake Tapley and Nigel from Wax Astro on, and I asked him if he wanted to do the show, and he hasn't gotten back to me as of right now.
Nigel.
So right now, yeah, his name's Nigel.
What's he look like?
And he's blonde.
No, I think he's in my class.
Blonde. He's got glasses.
Yeah, he's got tattoos.
Yeah.
I didn't know he's a Wax Astro.
I think so. I don't know. I don't remember the tattoo. I think he had a long sleeve shirt on.
Anyway, sorry.
But so fucking we all know Nigel and. No, they're good. Wax Astro is good. We were listening to the two songs they've released already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're definitely solid. I'm glad that band is from Evansville, that's for sure. They just have kind of their own sound going on, and Jake Tapley's lyrics are a little wordplay-ish, like they've always been. It sounds good.
Yeah, there's really a lot of variety. Like we said multiple times, like, you can find good, even though Evansville's nowhere, in the middle of nowhere city, it's got a lot of talent at it, a lot of diverse music too.
It's kind of in a hub, like we've talked about that before too. We have all these big cities around us, and I just like that bands like that are, and us, and Itter, and a lot of just weird kind of sounds are coming out of here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Usually anything experimental comes from the coasts, it seems like, but we're right in the fucking middle.
And, we should be playing country. That's what sells around here.
Country. Pop country?
Yeah.
Well, one of their tabs on Super Trash thing was country. They're like prog country.
Well, that's awesome.
So, yeah. That's going to be cool to hear. I mean, I love that some of the stuff sounds pretty good.
If you call yourself that, you gotta be cool, I bet. It did sound, what did it sound like, though? I mean,
I don't know. It sounded good. I don't know how to describe it. I didn't really hear much country in it, but it sounded awesome.
What country are they talking about?
Our country?
Mexico. That's what country, genre they play.
It's country in Australia, too, man.
Yeah.
It's country everywhere.
Continental music.
That's where Keith Urban is from. Australia. Yeah, fucking Australia, man.
My kangaroo took off with my wife the other day.
I can't, like, for some reason, I can't think of anything but, like, if Mexico and Australia merged, what that would just be a great thing.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Hold on, mate.
I thought of another country song. It's like, when I'm walking through the woods, I stop and stare, that ruby star fruit of a koala bear. Like his butthole. Ruby star fruit. Sorry. Oh, I didn't know if you got butthole from that.
I didn't.
But I mean, if American hicks sodomize sheep, then wouldn't Australian hicks, like, sodomize... I mean, they probably have sheep there, but wouldn't they sodomize marsupials, too? Just fuck the pouch?
Maybe. I don't, you don't even have to, you know, have sex with a koala. You just want to cuddle, you know, pouch.
Get in there. Fuck a kangaroo and cuddle with a koala afterwards.
Who'd be that demented? You just want to hold the koala, have him, like, hang on to your head or something.
Sometimes you just wish you had your own pouch that you could put the koala in.
Yeah, humans are so advanced that we make the pouches that we carry shit in. And our babies, you know, that's really what their pouches are for, right? That's why they're marsupials.
Mm-hmm. For babies. Forget about God's pouch. The womb.
Yeah.
Oh, like I said, we're playing it. Sorry, we keep getting on tangents. This is a normal
thing.
I
want to do that.
But, no, the show at Reraw's starts at 9 p.m. And we're not. We think Super Trash is going to go first.
Most likely,
and it's
going to
be probably about an hour and a half for both bands, or however long we side play, or however long we can play it. So it should be pretty fun.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Reraw's an awesome bar, too. Have you guys both been in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Reraw's awesome.
I was there for Halloween. I had a line all the way around. All the way down the street.
I bet.
When we left.
Yeah, there's probably going to be a lot of people like just randomly in there, too, if it's on a Saturday.
Is the upstairs, like, open? Like, I mean, the public can go in there? Because we're probably going to play upstairs, and I've never been upstairs there. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I don't either, really.
I've been downstairs.
There's, like, a stage upstairs, and, yeah, it's, there's a bar up there, too, and there's, like, a beer pong table in the middle of it.
Sweet.
And there's, like, couches and all kinds of
stuff. They have
a
big dance floor, big dance area.
Really? Yeah. Upstairs?
Yeah, that's lots awesome. There's a lot of room up there.
Yeah, there's no way we could play downstairs. It'd be too cramped.
It would.
And we just blast the roof off that place, so.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, yeah. We're probably going to have to watch our sound anyway, even just being upstairs. Because that bar, I can't imagine the upstairs is that big, just based on how big the downstairs area is, but I don't know. I guess
it's quite a bit bigger.
Yeah,
right?
It's a good size.
That's cool.
There's a wall downstairs, though, in the middle.
They
can easily facilitate a group of probably 50 or 60.
And they have a balcony up there, too. You can go in and out.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. It's like its own little private area.
Yeah.
That, I don't know. It's going to be...
Well, all our friends are going to be up there. People we invite and shit.
Plus random people.
Yeah. As always.
Since Reraw's is more popular of a band than... it's more popular of a band... not a band. More popular of a venue than...
Would you say it? Yeah, I would say 100%. It probably is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been told, every time I tell someone that we're playing at Reraw's, they're like, oh, step up.
You know? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that too. Fuck yeah, man. Reraw. And where else are we playing? Are we still playing in Lagodi? Is that still going down?
Because mm-hmm.
I know that band couldn't do the Pineapple in late October, so I guess we're playing in Lagodi, though, in November. November 12th? 17th, something like that, middle of November, and we may, or aren't we supposed to play down at Uptown Rocks downtown?
Is that still happening
or not?
I thought that's
off now.
I thought that he said that that venue closes early, and that he was trying to book us at Reraws, but now we're booked at Reraws for this show, so I doubt we're going to be booked at Reraws 2 weeks in a row.
Right, yeah, no way. Shit, man. Well, I want to get a show in December at Lamasco. I feel like we should bring the Dead Gypsies up from Owensboro to play that and open that show for us.
Yeah, that'd be an awesome
show. Like an hour.
That stage is awesome. Lamasco's, yeah, it too. Is. Like, it's fit for live bands.
I saw a band there.
And it's still popular. Last weekend. It's still a really popular bar, too.
Oh, Lamasco's is very popular.
It's like Pineapple Project on steroids.
Yeah.
A Friday night show at Lamasco's would just be pretty killer.
That'd be awesome. In December.
I tried to get a couple shows with BG3. The jazz man here in town.
Yeah.
And they want to play a couple shows. They just already had a show for this night. And they're professionals. They like to get paid, so.
Yeah. We haven't made a whole lot of money yet, so. it's hard to guarantee bands money.
I'm just doing it for fun.
Me too.
Anyways, I mean, if something happens, something happens. But, I mean, it's all just about the music and just putting on a live show and doing something fun. I mean, there's nothing that, what else is there to do in Evansville, you know?
Right.
I mean,
I think it's all about getting paid and having wild sex, you know?
I saw the Captain Midnight band at Lamasco last Friday, and it was fucking awesome, man. I think I talked about it on another podcast, so I won't go deep into it, but they were really good, really dancey. Every song was fucking danceable, and me and my girlfriend were fucking dancing out there in front of them. They killed it. But I have to tell this story as well, all right? And this will go into a conversation, I'm sure. All right, there's this guy, just this fucking random dude. As soon as we got there, me, my girlfriend, and her two friends go up on the dance floor. And so it's three chicks and me, and then two of the girls were kind of my girlfriend's friends were, like, dancing by themselves, kind of. Well, as soon as we got up there to the dance floor right in front of the stage, this fucking older gentleman, probably 40, walks up to our group, kind of, and he's kind of on the outside of our group, but not by much. And he has his hands behind his back, like, holding his wrist, I guess, behind his back.
Yeah.
And he's just moving his pelvis. He's, like, thrusting his pelvis all awkwardly, and he's staring right at one of my girlfriend's friends, like, staring her down, like, with his chin down, staring at her, like, creepy as fuck. And he asked her if she wants to dance, and he was like, and my girlfriend's friend was like, no, I'm more of a solo act, thanks, and tried to kind of like, you know, let him down easy, I guess, and then later, he was like slapping girls on the ass and stuff, and he slapped this one girl on the ass 3 times, and then Jesse, you guys know Jesse, he was there, and he got mad. He was like, he started like kind of arguing with that guy's friend, and yeah, they were arguing, and Jesse was like, you know, women already have like a disadvantage in our culture, why, you know, what's the deal? And he went like big picture with it, and this guy, he's wearing like a camo hat, he's like, you know, he just wasn't feeling like any kind of social, you know, issue thing. He was just like,
no morality.
Why are you mad at my friend? And like just trying to deflect. And it was like, it was just a bizarre thing. It's like if you go to a show or to a bar and your whole intent is just to be a fucking creep, then just stay home. Stay home and be a creep. Like, it just kind of like fucked up the whole atmosphere. Like when we went in there, the band was playing, they were fantastic, and we ran up to the stage. We were hungry as fuck. That's why we went to Lamasco. I didn't even know a band was playing, and we got there and the band sounded good, so we ran up to start dancing, and then that happened. So it was just like, this guy is just fucking up the whole mood of the evening, really.
Yeah, so we have so much pornography. It's like, why don't you just stay at home, get on the internet,
right?
Do your freaky ass shit, and leave that out of society in general.
That's guaranteed to see titties at that point.
Unless your parental block is set.
I don't know. I mean, people need to live their lives, but like, that's. I mean, I don't get how people don't know that they're being creepy as fuck. Like,
right?
I think maybe they're, I mean, I'm not trying to stick up for creepy assholes, but I mean, I feel like some people are nervous maybe, and they're trying to be social, and you just come off creepy sometimes. But if you're like staring a girl in the eye,
oh, dude, it was menacing.
That's out of the question.
Right? Yeah. It was fucked up. And Jesse tried to stand up for that girl. And, you know, I mean, the guy slapped the girl's ass, then she walked away uncomfortable, and Jesse didn't really have to say anything, but I guess he felt like he did, you know, and he, I mean, I commend him for saying, you know, for saying something, because somebody's got to. One of these times, that guy's going to slap a girl's ass, and then her fucking 300-pound, like, muscle-bound boyfriend's going to come out of the bathroom and beat the fuck out of him. Like, that's probably going to happen at some point. But he looked crazy enough that he would probably take somebody on and not give a fuck. Like, he was a weirdo. So stay away from our fucking shows, weirdos. We don't want you.
No, we do want you. We want as many people as possible. Just try to tone it down. We support weirdos. We support all people.
Transgenders,
I didn't mean them. Yeah.
Anyone.
Caitlyn Jenner can come to our show. Actually, not Caitlyn Jenner, but anyone else.
Hey,
only if she donates a lot of money.
Yeah, only then.
I want Caitlyn Jenner to come to our show. That'd be shit. We get so much press. Caitlyn Jenner was at the Jangle Sheep show.
I can see that, but press from who? E! Entertainment? Like, they're fucking... I guess we could get a few fans out of it, maybe.
I mean, maybe it's more like, look, you showed up to our show type situation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not like, look, who went to the Jangle Sheep show.
Yeah. I mean, Caitlyn Jenner. I do actually, for real, make that mistake a lot. Still call her Bruce. I don't know, man. I don't focus that hard on being PC. The new South Parks have all been about being PC and shit. It's really funny. They're making fun of the whole PC thing.
I haven't got into the new South Park season. It just doesn't seem quite there.
It's pretty good this time. I didn't watch last year, but this year I've watched the 3 episodes so far, and it's really funny.
Yeah, South Park kind of seems like it's losing momentum.
I thought that too, but dude, watch these 3 episodes. It's still classic. It's still good.
I disagree. I just thought these new episodes weren't quite great. I thought the last season was good. Yeah, I've seen them.
Oh, you saw the 3 new ones?
I've seen the two new ones.
I like them. The one with all the Canadian shit in it was awesome, I thought. It had a bunch of laughs in it.
Yeah. I just feel like they've been going for so long.
19 seasons.
Yeah. And like they had like really kooky, wacky shit, and now it's like too focused on pop culture. It's always been focused on pop culture, but now I feel like it's... Like, they had some episodes that were strictly based around Kim Kardashian. It's like,
yeah.
And they used to also have, even though South Park is, you know, crazy, they used to have, like, kind of morals, like, epiphanies that people came across and kind of tried to teach a lesson. But now, I think they ran out of all their lessons in, like, by, like, season 8, which is understandable because they did so many episodes.
Yeah.
There's only so many things you can talk about, but...
I don't know. I watch other shows more religiously, but South Park's pretty funny, I think, still.
I said Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty is fantastic.
Rick and Morty's awesome. It's new. It's only in season 2 as well. So.
Yeah, but it's 3 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wubba lubba dub dub.
Wubba lubba dub dub.
We watch it every Sunday. Man.
It's good, man. Adult Swim has been so consistent, actually, like... They always have at least one classic, like, awesome show on. At least one awesome show in a lineup. Usually more.
A lot of freaking weird shows that are just...
Yeah, but, like, Squidbillies is a fantastic show.
Ha! That animation style just weirds me out. I don't know why.
It's good. It's pretty good.
The Grandma Squid freaks me out.
I'm coming home, Jesus!
I like it until they rip their skin off. And then
That stuff. The gory really stuff.
Freaks me out. That's kind of the same thing the Aqua Teen Hunger for. The same stuff. Yeah. Like, it was funny. I love Milkshake and all that stuff. Funny. But then it just did really bizarre stuff. And Metalocalypse the same way. It's awesome.
I love Metalocalypse, yeah.
And then, like, just gore for no reason.
But that's what's cool about it. I like the gore.
I mean, I like that show, but a lot, but I haven't seen it. I mean, I watched an episode of, oh, Mike Tyson's Murder Mysteries are really good.
Oh,
really,
is it? Is it
it's
funny?
A funny show, too. I mean, I like it.
I've only seen a few, but I thought it was funny.
I like Black Jesus.
I haven't seen Black Jesus. I want to watch that show so bad.
I like it. It's pretty funny. It's got a lot of good guest stars, like a lot of good black TV and black movie guest stars.
Is Key and Peele on it?
I don't know. I don't think so. That's another fucking awesome show. The new season, the last season, is fucking beautiful. Key and Peele. Oh my god. It was like they saved a lot of the good shit for the end.
For the last season.
And they kept the skits really short. Like, each sketch would just be 3 minutes long. And it was perfect, though. It's like, yeah, this joke sucks. Take that out. Edit that out. Edit that out. And then they condense it down to, like, this beautiful sketch. Almost every one of them is
really good. They were just trying
to
go out with a bang.
Yeah, and they did. And now fucking Jordan Peele is writing and directing a horror movie, I think. Hmm. Which is kind of weird, but, you know. I know they're going to keep doing movies and shit. They'll still be doing shit. It'll be good. They're supposed to do a movie together, I think. Hmm. But, anyway. I wish there was more, like, content, like, video content from Evansville. So that way we could sit here and talk about shit from Evansville. But if there are things, then they're not marketed in a way that I've heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
They might have thousands of fans, but I've just never heard of it.
Yeah.
Me and a few friends are going to do some videos coming up. We're actually going to start shooting them Sunday night, and it's going to be pretty funny. I hope.
What are they about?
Well, it's kind of like we're a kind of a troop of serial killers, but it's not really going to have a lot of gore in it. One, because we don't have the budget, and two, because we want to write it, or we have written it, in such a way that we don't really need the gore. It's more like the mundane shit between killing people, like cleaning knives, and like we've written how we find the people we kill, and like there's just a bunch of different things about it. And we're all wearing animal masks, our troop is, and then there ends up being like a rival troop of serial killers, and that whole thing comes into play. But I don't know, we've written 5 episodes, and that's what we're going to try to shoot over the next few Sundays. And just make kind of a funny show.
It sounds cool, man.
Webisode type show. But
I've always wanted to do that.
We've had ideas for Texas Tea videos, or, well, Jangle Sheep videos. I'm always going to call it that. Like, I'm never going to stop, probably.
Yeah, what are we going to do with all of our stickers and buttons?
Oh, no.
We're going to give them away at Reroz.
Yeah, might
hey,
as well.
Hey, come to Reroz. You'll get as many free stickers and buttons as you want.
Me and my friend, if we're talking about show ideas and stuff, me and my friend had a, this is copyrighted, not that anyone would steal it, but.
What is it?
No, we had an idea for a cartoon, and it's going to be kind of based, it's going to be like, you know, Futurama, Rick and Morty kind of style, it's not going to be like 1,000 years in the future, it's going to be like 100 years in the future, to where it's like really close to our stuff, but there's like some futuristic stuff, and we're going to play off of like where we think it's going to go, or some place they think it's going to go.
Barely further
Mars,
than
we've made. Yeah, Mars. We're going to be on Mars barely, and like different stuff like that. We had different characters and stuff. Me and my friend, and then we're going to have 2 gay dads. Was going to be like 2.
You can't just have 1 gay dad.
I have 2 gay dads.
Can't be a single gay dad.
No, it's going to be 2 gay dads, and they were going to have, like, I don't know, we just saw a bunch of characters and stuff, like 2 cousins that are from, like, England, and we're going to voice them, like, with really bad British accents.
I know.
Yeah, kind of like that. And they're going to, like, just like us, like, our characters, except, like, with mustaches or something. So, I don't know. We got, like, a bunch of different... it's very, very in the works, but we're coming up with some different stuff for it. And he's good. Austin's really good.
Yeah, he can draw.
He's a good drawer. Is that the right word?
Can he do animation, though?
I don't know if he's worked on animation. That's the thing. We'd have to probably sketch it out and stuff.
I don't know how that works. I mean, I know I heard a podcast with Mike Judge, who obviously created King of the Hill and Beavis and Butthead. And his first shorts, he drew them frame by frame. He drew them by hand, and it took him like 6 or 8 weeks to make a 2-minute video. So if you almost have to use computers now, like unless you want to, and that was, I don't think he had a job at that time. I want to say that he just worked on that, and it still took him like 6 or 8 weeks to do.
Yeah.
He had the money, like MTV fronted him the money, and then he just made like the shorts for them and sent them off when once he got them done. And he basically just took pictures of his drawings, I would imagine, or maybe he scanned them and then used a computer. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know enough about it. That's why our show is going to be shot with cameras and shit. It's actually part of the reason I got this Tascam recorder. I got a shotgun mic. I'm going to put it on the end of a mic stand and then use that as the boom mic.
Nice.
So it'll look semi-professional when you see us randomly in Evansville. We're going to use the jam room and the parking lot as part of the it. And there's one part where there's a grave site, and we're going to use, my parents have some acreage behind their house, and I'm going to use that for that. There's, like, a lot of, we have so many fucking scenes. I don't know how we're going to get them done in the month of October, but we're going to try. But, anyway, we need to fucking have a jangle sheet video, guys. We have ideas we've thrown around a bunch, but...
Yeah, it just takes a while, and we're all so damn busy. God.
Yeah, two of us are still in school.
Yeah, I'm not. But
two of us are still in school, and then the other two of us are working. And then, well, the two that are in school are working and in school.
Yeah, I'm working and in school.
The other two of us are just working. So we should be fucking getting the video together, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of shit going on. Hoping to free up some time in my schedule pretty soon. But I don't know exactly when that's going to be yet. But oh, shit. We have a video of Sean fucking jamming on the drums. We have a video. It's about to be posted to YouTube if it's
it
not
is.
Already.
Hey, it's posted to YouTube.
Okay, it is. And then...
Soon to be linked to Facebook.
Yep. Yeah, soon to be linked to our Facebook. There's actually a really short video of him jamming on our Twitter. That's still Texas Teen the Jangle Sheep in the URL, but the actual names have been changed. I don't know how you change the URL. Oh, there it is. Fucking jamming.
Yeah, we're gonna listen to this drum solo.
You don't even have to look it up.
Yeah. If you can even hear it.
No, you can. I can see it. Not that loud, but... Pretty awesome, man. I need to come up with some kind of...
In the background, it's so cool. Like, it's actually shot well. Like, it's actually, like, a good angle, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, man. I shot that got shit. The...
I know. It's great.
That's my camera work right there. My iPhone camera work.
Yeah, and if that's good with an iPhone, you know you gotta check out your videos. Videos coming out.
Mm-hmm. So check out this video, then check out the... They're called Kosher Carl and Pure Pete. Because I'm a pig, so I'm Kosher Carl. Then the other guy at first in the group is Pure Pete, and he's a cow.
Why is he pure?
Because he's a white supremacist.
Oh,
is part
okay.
of it. He's a Christian white supremacist, and I'm a Jew. And, yeah, so we shouldn't get along, but we're like... I don't know. We haven't come up with the origin story.
Yeah, a bond and killing.
Yeah, pretty much. It's I don't know. They're going to be fun. Hopefully really funny. We got a few punchlines written already, but I think we're going to try to ad-lib a lot of a lot of the dialogue that's not part of the story. But anything that's like that has to be right for the story, obviously, we're gonna have to write that down. But and we already have a lot of it. But I don't know. It should be pretty funny. We get busted at one point by the cops and interrogated, and then there's just a bunch of different shit that happens. We find a dead body that we didn't kill, and then we, like, he's got weed on him, which, like, we're gonna roll up tobacco and then into papers, you know, and have, like, 10 tobacco. No, really. It really will be. Tobacco joints in a bag, in a, like a baggie.
Yeah.
So then you see that there's a bunch of them in there. And then we're going to smoke it, but then we feel bad because he's not there. So we put him in the van with us, and then we hotbox in the van. I don't know how we're going to get the smoke to fill up the van. We might...
Yeah, fog machine.
Well, either fog machine or we thought of incense, but that's going to smell so strongly. But still, there's really just got to be a layer of smoke, you know?
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Hey, if you guys, if anyone's listening to this and knows any musicians that would like to be part of the space program, just message Jake Bethel, or you can go on the Jangle Sheep and message us.
I have a Facebook page too for the Tri-State Space Program. It's pretty easy to find me.
Directly the page.
Yeah, message me on there or on Twitter. It's at JT Astronaut. And I'm not sure how much room this Tascam has on it, so we're going to get out of here. You guys, thanks for talking to me for 30 minutes.
Wubba dub dub dub!
Adios, motherfuckers!